Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against the backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast,
a motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, homegirls. So, I know we've been talking about this conversation that we were going to have with Germany's boyfriend, and we finally had the conversation. So, this was such a great conversation. In this conversation, we chat about vulnerability, how past relationships helped form Andres, that's Germany's boyfriend, into the great partner he is today, why Germany and Andres' relationship works, what they've learned from each other, and we gain some much appreciated male perspective on relationships in general, which we love here. So, here's a little snippet of that conversation. You can hear the full conversation by joining us on our new bestie tier on Patreon. That information is down in the show notes. Sit tight, and here you go.
This vulnerable.
That's what I was going to ask you. Have you always been this vulnerable, or has this been a working progress?
I've always been open. Mm-hmm. I haven't always been this vulnerable. Mm.
She's okay. So what do you think the difference was, or what was the evolution for you? What was that process for you? Did you have to go to therapy? Did you have to, which I mean, you know, just tell the girlfriends.
I think, you know what? I think I actually paid a lot of attention to, I've actually paid a lot of attention to the women that I've hurt.
Okay.
I've hurt a lot of women because I'm a very open person. So I think me being this open allows the woman to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm being vulnerable.
Oh, right? Good. That's good, babe. Wow.
So I think,
wow.
I've hurt some woman in the past, and you always want to like learn from those, because you're not always happy about hurting some of those people, because hurting some of those people, you end up hurting some of your friends, you end up hurting some of the close women in your life. Mm-hmm. And I think learning from those mistakes and not wanting to repeat them has gotten me to this point to where I am now, just reflecting on my past and being like, oh, wow, that was whack. That was out of character. Mm-hmm. My actions are speaking louder than my words. I wasn't who I was telling her I was. Mm-hmm. And ruining those relationships caused me to be like, all right, the next person that I step foot forward with, I can't repeat this same mistake.
Yeah. Awareness.
So, yeah. So just being aware of that and wanting to fix that, you know.
I'm glad you got this version.
Bitch. You already know what I'm thinking.
You better not hurt this. We're hurting you. No, yeah, no, yeah. That's real talk.
We'll be right back.